Pete, can I ask you to speak next to the general environmental impacts question and also to the question about noise from turbines?
Well, I think you really hit the nail on the head in terms of scaling. And before I delve into that issue just a little bit, I think you really hit the nail on the head in terms of scaling as being a big issue. But before I deal with that, I should point out that the European experience with offshore wind is not quite as useful as you might think in terms of knowing what to expect from an anchor system. For example, most of the European installations are in less than 20 meters of water. They're driven in with pylons or gravitational device that anchors them to the bottom and couples them acoustically to the bottom. So they're a rigid structure and they transfer sound energy probably much better than a floating structure. I say probably because we don't have the data. You may have some underwater data now from your deployments, but until then we didn't know about how that acoustics covers. What one platform does is really different from what kilometers of platforms, because you extract enough wind stress, it causes the surface currents to change direction, and it might be nutrient-rich bottom water. And again, I say might, because the work hasn't been done to even remove some of the unrealistic modeling assumptions behind that work. So that there are a lot of unknowns out there. There are good studies in Scandinavia in particular about how far and the sound travels over water, and people in this room know more about how sound travels over water than just about anybody. You don't whisper secrets in the harbor when you're on the water, because it does carry much better than it does on land. But these installations are going to be considerably farther offshore. And the studies that have been done suggest that it will be a few days, if you hear them at all, that you can hear them because of unusual atmospheric conditions.